cemetery, but I just don't, you know, just old man, I don't remember, but she was either 2 or 3 years older than I was.
Yeah. How about your second wife?
She was, let me go ask her, because if you don't mind.
Yeah, we can do that at the end, maybe.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
How about the religion? Were they both hard shells too? Or?
My first wife was, and this one, she belonged to Church of Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Her parents was in Church of Christ, according to what she told me, and, you know, she was raised at.
Has she had a job herself, or has it just been sort of in the home?
She was a registered nurse, I believe, at one time, and she worked at, but she worked in California all around about. When I mean her got married, she was at, she was nursing out there, because mental hospital, you hear talk of it over here in McClinney, I know.
Right.
She was working over there then.
Yeah. So she had a pretty full education. She went all the way through
school. Well, I couldn't tell you how high she went. I never really saw it. But she did have her nurses.
Where was your wife born, your first wife?
My first wife, she was born up there right at Moniac, about 12 miles from here.
So you're all just about from Moniac.
Yeah.
How about your second wife?
She was born in Union County, at Lake, near Lake Butler over there. She wasn't born right in Lake Butler, but she was Lake Butler, Florida.
Know anything about your first wife's parents? Like, were they from Moniac too? Or?
Well, at the time, they used to own the land right where Moniac was built at one time whenever she was born there. But whenever they moved there, I didn't know where they moved from. Whenever they moved to Moniac,
yeah.
You know. I've read them, told her about it. I didn't know anything about that.
And how about your wife now? About her parents? Where were they from? Where did you say
they were born and raised in there around Lake Butler.
They were
same,
there too.
That's right. Same section that she was raised.
Okay. Now this part of the question is just to find out names you have for different things you use on the farm or around the house or different times of day and stuff. And it's just to see what the difference is between the words people used to have for things and the words that are used now.
Yeah, well, I don't know what I give you.
I'm sure you can. Just whatever's familiar to you is all,
yeah.
All that we want. Like the first question even is, what do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper time?
Well, we call
like around 3 or 4 o'clock.
We call that the evening.
Right.
Evening part of the year.
And how about the time of day when the sun first appears in the sky? You might say, I got up this morning before
sunrise.
Sunrise. Whatever word you use for this is correct. There's no incorrect answer. You know, it's just whatever you use. What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? Or you'd say you need to get the cows in before
dark.
Before dark? How about, do you have a word that has sun in it? Like, before sun?
Before sundown.
Sundown.